Well, hello, my traveling friends. It looks like we're planning on taking my tour to visit the outstanding Mesa Verde National Park. Brilliant choice. Let me offer some tips and advice to help us set up the best possible experience, okay? Now, before we get into details, let me say that the park is outstanding on two levels. Of course, the most famous is the stunning cliff houses built right into the alcoves and the cliffs. And no doubt you may have seen inspirational photos of these, and that may well be at the top of your list. But in addition to the archaeological features, it's also worth noting that the physical location of the park is quite amazing. Many elevated views that head off in every direction, so the scenery is quite spectacular too, and not to be underestimated. The park is accessed by Highway 160, and just 10 minutes to the west is the town of Cortez. On the eastern approach, Durango is about 45 minutes away, and Mancos is a little bit smaller but closer, just 8 minutes to the east. Many of these towns will make a great base for your visit. It only takes about 2 hours to drive from Moab to Mesa Verde, making it an excellent pairing with the famous Utah parks of Arches and Canyonlands. Almost everyone wants to see the cliff dwellings up close. And it's really important to know that you can only do that by joining a ticketed, ranger-led tour. The tickets are released at 8 a.m. Mountain Time, 14 days in advance of the tour. Now, the group sizes are relatively small and demand is extremely high. And unless you're extremely lucky, you'll need to be on that task 2 weeks before your visit. Just think of it as being like trying to get popular concert tickets. And just to be clear, without a pre-reserved ticket, you will not be able to join one of those tours into the cliff dwellings. Now, if it's too late for that and we did not score tickets, do not fret, my friends. You will still have many excellent views of the cliff houses, and the step house is open to explore even without a tour. Now, my tour commentary will share loads of stories about the ancient occupants of Mesa Verde as we drive from site to site, overlook to overlook, so visiting the park is still an absolutely great experience. And as mentioned already, the views from up there, as well as the terrain, are really worth the road-tripping time. Because there are so many things to see, it's easy to spend a full day exploring the park. The minimum time would be 4 to 6 hours, but you may feel a little bit rushed. Mesa Verde's most famous locations like Cliff Palace, Square Tower House, Sun Temple, and Spruce Tree House are located on what's called Chapin Mesa. And if you're short on time, this should be your focus. If you've got a full day, also make sure to drive onto Wetherill Mesa, where we'll see the Step House, which can be viewed up close without a ranger tour. Okay, make your plans and arrangements, and I'll look forward to guiding you around Mesa Verde National Park.